All right, well, welcome to episode 12.
12.
Thanks.
Throw me out losing episode 10. So I'm
yes, it's kind of 11.
So, DJ Fence, thank you very much for last week's efforts.
Thanks to the UK boys too.
They gave me a mention.
They gave me loads and loads of abuse, which I loved.
It wasn't really abuse, they just took a piss.
Driving on the City West Link listening to the podcast,
I nearly
drove into a wall. Just like, yeah, it's great, thanks.
And then text me.
With
expletives, thank you very much.
While you were driving. That's dangerous driving.
Well, I don't want to edit that.
No, I'm sure he pulled over to
dangerous
text you, Bell
Ed. He was texting while
anyway, episode 12, so we're back at Cheers Bar. Thank you very much,
Cheers
Bar. Some of us have left, you haven't. But anyway, back at Cheers Bar. Thank you very much, Cheers Bar. Back on the Millers again. Still with us. I don't know why they're still with us, but they're still with us, so that's all good.
Fueling the... Miller fuels the podcast.
Yeah.
Quite like that. It's a good selling line.
Bit of a marketing one.
Yeah. Lovely first
right.
one.
Excellent. So we'll just go around the table. We'll go from my right. Obviously, Nick's here, so we'll go from my right and just say g'day.
Hi, I'm back. It's Mardi Gras. And
so that's Jess, obviously.
Sorry. And happy wedding anniversary to my parents. 35 years today.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, that's
four
good
beautiful
effort.
Girls.
So, still nothing to do with Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Well, so, what time did you get in this morning?
Yeah. We didn't think you were going to be here today.
6 o'clock this morning.
We didn't think you were going to be here today.
Oh, come on.
No, because
you're playing football.
What happened?
No. Summer in Sydney equals rain, and it's just been raining.
This morning.
How good was it today just to get the shorts and thongs back on?
Oh, yeah. Boss winner.
Great.
Yeah, rain's best.
Sydney are too precious about that.
Well, we played yesterday. We played the Mariners team yesterday. Up at the smashed in.
We did. Read your forms.
Is that later down?
No, I suppose intro.
We haven't even used it.
Sorry.
That was a 1 minute introduction.
And
you've got Jess.
You've got to include your personal highlight of the week. Jess, so what's been your personal highlight of the week?
Probably that Gatorade.
The Gatorade.
you're just
going
to have to come back to me.
Alright, we'll come back to you. Matty
here again. My personal highlight of the week was ending up sleeping in my corridor again last night for the third time, I think.
Wait,
since I've moved in.
Did Liverpool win the
Carling
Cup this week?
Well, it's sort of last week, wasn't it?
Well,
yeah,
it's
sort
it's still
of.
Under a week. It was
Monday. No, I'm still
in
the corridor.
Highlight's not your team winning a cup, the silverware, sleeping in
the corridor.
I think the corridor in your boxes.
In your boxes again.
And security happened to let you in. And ID check you.
Like 2 hours, like a hot dog, and then just lying like that, like a hot dog on the floor. But yeah, I got let in. I'm still here though. Good though. Managed to get back on the aisle. But yeah, of course, the personal highlight is of course the cup. But that, we're coming on to that later, aren't we? So even though you've not added it to the list
at
all,
it's mysteriously missing from the running sheet.
The evidence. No,
that was just because there's so much to talk about this week. You couldn't fit it in. I'm not biased.
We'll move on to JMO quickly so we can get it in.
JMO.
Not that tranny that you saw last night.
JMO.
Not that tranny that you saw last night.
Oh, the tranny, was not a highlight.
So, JMO, tell us
about
it. What happened?
Tell us about the highlight of your week, the tranny. Go ahead.
Well, I'm walking home from Cheers Bar last night after the Man City game, so it must have been about 4:30, 5:15. And my next door neighbour stood outside his house having a smoke, just wearing a fucking corset.
Just a corset?
Just a corset.
But why would he stand out, just having a cigarette outside?
Yeah, as if it was like standard procedure. Yeah.
What was his makeup like?
I didn't look.
You weren't looking at his face?
Yeah. I did double take just to make sure.
Not looking at his face at all.
Did you say hello?
No, I didn't say anything. I just put my head down and walked past.
Just to clarify for the overseas listeners, it's not a usual thing in Sydney.
Last
night was gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, so.
You got a chill shirt all the time.
Kiwi's called Australia Day, though.
I liked your float last night.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
It's called DJ Fern's float. And it.
Anyway.
Oh, sorry, moving on.
Yeah, guys, John, happy to be back. Highlight of the week is probably NRL kicking off.
Good one, Johnny.
Yeah,
I just
played
today.
It's actually been a good one.
Yeah, and also, no cricket talk today unless I say something about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's probably more that.
Alright, so he's back. My highlights.
One draw.
Didn't you get hit by a car last night?
I saw that on Twitter. What the hell was going on?
It was Jane's highlight.
Yeah,
Jane was driving.
Got in last night. I'd been out watching the UFC with Nick, and then Jane decided after dinner, We were watching Indiana Jones. There's no choreo.
Which one? You guys really go crazy on this.
Oh, we're mental.
Which one?
It was it.
Was it the Temple of Doom?
No, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The third one.
Last Crusade. So as you can imagine, I was in a good state. And then she sent me out to buy chocolate. So I went and got chocolate and a load of Pringles because I'd already got my pie in. And yeah, I'm just walking out of the shop. And these two girls with these two dolly birds in this RAV4 hairdresser's car reversed into me. And I didn't even know I'm banging on the window. And then she's like, Matt, giggling. But that wasn't my highlight of the week. My highlight of the week come at the 92nd, 93rd minute when I got up this morning and watched it. Robin Van Persie, good lad. What? Good lad. 43 goals in 44 games, something like that, innit? It made me cheer me up.
Let's be honest, he's on fire, that lad.
He is good. So that was my highlight of the week.
Oh, brilliant.
After getting run over.
Well, after that comment, I'd prefer the run over.
Dagley shout.
Dagley shout, yeah. Shout.
And, yeah. Ferns on back.
Raymond!
Yeah, at least this one looks like it'll record properly, so that'll be my highlight. The highlight was episode 11 getting up without any technical issues.
No, episode 11 went up just fine. Just fine.
So after six minutes and 19 seconds introduction, let's get on to.
Well, that's exactly all right. Let's go, Gillingham. Let's go, Gillingham.
Normally, Gillingham sort of comes in sort of after half time.
This is the highlight of all our weeks.
It is. Yeah. Because last week when I told you, obviously, Gillingham beat Torquay 2-0, just under 5,000. That's a good crowd. Then I said to you, the next game's going to be Plymouth. Well, it wasn't. Missed out. Hereford, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning here. Midweek game. Sorry.
You're right.
I had a technical issue. Anyway, 10 minutes to go.
Not able to read.
Down to 4-2. Disaster. 4-2 at home. 90th minute. Kiss, kiss, bang, bang. 4-4. Disaster strikes again.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang. Is that you and Jane?
That's the football. We're on Gillingham here.
Okay, sorry.
4-4. 4-4. And in the last minute, Hereford get a penalty. Step up, Mr. Keeper. Saves it. Down the other end. Mm. Boom. 5-4.
Oh my god.
Lovely.
You should listen to it on YouTube.
I've got the link for you all. One with the goals, and two with the local guy from BBC Kent just going absolutely mental.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's a goal fist.
It was brilliant. Yeah. And just under 4,000 for a Tuesday night in the middle of winter. That's a fair effort. So then yesterday, they were Plymouth away. Got up again, didn't he? Won. That's 1 week, 3 games. 9 points. 8th on the ladder.
51 points.
51 points. Looks like they're going to get to the playoffs. Well, they're certainly on a march. Yeah. So
hopefully they didn't peak too early, because that's...
Well, for the first 6 or 7 weeks we followed them, they didn't peak anywhere,
did they?
Didn't
peak at all then, did they?
Well, no. But Jim, from the UK Jim podcast, Staples. Jim Staples, that's him. Him and a load of them went down yesterday. So I said, take some photos of the away end and send it through. So he's going to send us some photos through, and we're going to have them on the site next week. Yeah, so
still no Australian.
Have we got any
official
correspondence from the club yet?
No, we're just going our club. We're just going with the supporters.
Does Johnny get to say anything, or is this just the Lee show?
Johnny does his. Johnny, stat on the day. On this day, if it was yesterday.
Like,
can we have some music for him? We've got music for the intro. Can we have some stat on the day?
We should just do a little drum roll.
Right. So Johnny,
we're not allowed to do that.
What's your Gillingham stat? On this day, in such and such a year, if it was yesterday, you've got a Gillingham stat.
Well, it was 1945, and it was 2-2 with Gravesend.
Gravesend.
Yep.
You got scorers or
George Jones, a guest from Sheffield United. He netted one. That's all it said.
He netted one in ye oldie talk. And he netted one goal.
And he was a guest from Sheffield United.
Gravesend being the birthplace of Gemma Arterton from the Bond movie.
There you go.
That's a better fact.
What was that fact?
No, that wasn't yesterday.
Gemma Arterton, she was born.
It's linking in.
I'm still waiting to hear that because she's a good sword.
That was brilliant. Set him up for saying it. Well,
and that's for you. They got a team together straight after the World War, so.
Fair play.
Both Gillingham are going sound. Well happy with that.
Yeah, lads. Breaking Gillingham.
Better than Melbourne, aren't
they? Yeah, some breaking Gillingham.
Wait, we'll steady on. He's got breaking Gillingham news. Come on.
They're looking for a retail manager for their food and beverage kiosk. Must be confident on spreadsheets.
Email your applications and your CV to
wflavelle@freesteel.com. So if anyone's out there after a job, go for it.
It happens to be going to Gillingham, listening to our
podcast. What's the packet?
Didn't say. You've probably got to apply.
What would you say would go for the average kiosk teller?
About £5 an hour.
And there's many
cards. This is a retail manager.
Retail manager.
So it's average kiosk.
£7.
Glorified canteen lady.
Up to 25 people you're in charge of.
I want whoever gets that job to be on Skype. I want that person to be on Skype with us.
Do you want to be on Twitter straight away?
That is some responsibility.
If Jim's listening, which you think he does, we want to know when that vacancy gets filled, and we want him straight on Twitter, and we want to do an interview.
Yeah, we want a photo.
Bill for Bill is the office manager in case you want to know.
It's going
to
be a him. It might be a
her. Or him. Sorry.
Next. Anyway, way to kill the mood. All right.
Depends if you see the birds in Gillingham.
All right, let's move on to a bit of A-League.
Before we lost our listener in Gillingham.
Yeah.
Gone. Our listener's gone.
Yeah.
The one listener.
Yeah.
Sound, okay,
any
football
A-League,
Australia.
Any A-League highlights before we kick into football?
Well, I quite enjoyed the game yesterday. I was up at the
Well, Marriage why day. Don't we do this in two parts? We'll go through the A-League.
Oh, sorry, Lee's podcast.
But there's obviously...
We'll go through the A-League first, and then we'll go through...
The big part of what's taken the news this week.
All week, yeah.
Awesome. So, can I carry on from what I was saying then?
Yeah.
That's awesome, thanks.
Fine.
I really enjoyed the game yesterday for Central Coast. I was up there watching it. Pretty decent game, but there was quite a lot of skill. Roston Griffiths was definitely missing yesterday for the Central Coast. So obviously sold him.
Permanently missing now,
but he was. He could definitely tell.
He sold.
Although Hutch did really well, I thought, in that position. He played really well, I thought. So that was
horrible.
That was decent.
allegedly.
So yeah, 1-0 down, and then the 91st minute, a little looping header over the. Oh, Jess is holding ahead. It was hilarious. So yeah, I was jumping around the ground, and then we almost nicked it at the end as well. Almost nicked it right at the end. So yeah, a decent point. Happy with that form at the moment. So how was it?
Jess.
How was
Matty
Ryan?
Matty Ryan, he was brilliant again last night. He was boss.
I like the fact that Sydney brought more fans than Central Coast did.
Yeah, well, no, that's not unusual. That's
a lie, obviously.
Even happens when we go to Newcastle. So.
Sorry, what?
It even happens when we go to Newcastle, we take more than Newcastle fans. Whatever.
There you go.
Good win for you guys there last night.
Yeah, the away, and I've reckon up the away wins now that we've finally got rid of the hoodoo of not winning for over a year.
But, and
victory
put the victory out of the finals, they're
victory
gone.
Victory screwed.
Yep. And
gone.
Did you see two of their players went straight down?
Oh, yeah. Kempe gave it the big ones on the way down the tunnel. Yes, yeah. got pulled by Magilton, and then it's just given
did he?
Yeah.
Well, we've
just walked past.
We were talking about Jim Magilton about we thought he'd have quite a big impact.
Obviously not.
We can be wrong.
Yeah, nothing.
Talking about being
Savor
wrong.
Savour this moment, everybody.
Last week when we said Spurs are going to fire up for the North London derby.
And we'll get on it.
Yeah, but you did fire up at the beginning.
I
actually
showed
a massive coupon
last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Fancy him to do it.
Yeah,
so the anyway, getting back to the A-League, the top six is pretty much...
Settled,
yeah. I think. We're definitely Gold Coast, obviously out, which we'll move on to in a minute, and Adelaide gone, and
Adelaide
victory terrible, gone,
haven't they?
So it's just Sydney,
and just
Adelaide
Sydney clinging on to life.
I'll just rip the band-aid off and just like drop out. Seriously,
it was a silly idea announcing Levitchka wasn't going to continue. Like when there's still the season was left to go, should have just left it till the end and then done it.
Wow,
that's.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing.
Well, that's right. So, it's going to be interesting. The last game of the season is Newcastle versus Sydney at Sydney.
It is. And I look forward to taking 3 points.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
I've got Sydney down for that one.
Sydney down for that one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have. Yeah,
we'll
see.
All right. So,
just keep your burn shaved off though, because it didn't look better.
Probably the biggest news in A-League this week is it's been the continuing saga of Clive Palmer.
Well, we thought this was going to go away last week, didn't we?
No. Yeah. Who thought that?
Well, in terms of Gold Coast.
It's hit the fan, it's hit the roof, it's hit the walls, it's hit everywhere.
Yeah.
So basically what's happened is, we discussed it last week, Clive Palmer being a bit of a tit with FFA, turned around and pulled the licence from him. They went to the...
injunction failed.
Yeah, the injunction failed in court last night so that he can continue to keep the club. Well,
it's the first bit of bottle that the FFA have shown in God knows how long.
They had to.
All right, so they got booted, and then we thought, what's he going to do next?
Yeah.
And then what did he do? He brings in an independent body to oversee football in Australia.
This is
a guy who spends $18 million on a club. And attracts about 1,500 people to a game.
And he wants to run football in Australia. I like the fact that the remit of Football Australia changed within like an hour. They put put it out on Twitter before the press conference.
Oh, he loves Twitter.
He aims to be taking over from the FFA and all. And then once the press conference took place, which went on for about 45 minutes worth of waffle, it ended up being it's a lobby group.
Totally on crack.
Yeah,
he's totally lost it. He hasn't got a clue.
No, I don't know. Fat could be on crack.
Allegedly.
That's a good point.
But he has just...
I think you might have to edit this one, you know.
No, it'll be alright. No. The thing what gets me is, a lot of the things he said is a valid point.
Very valid.
Very valid.
However, it's the way he delivers it.
Well, look, I agree. Wrong.
He's got five or six good points wrapped in, like,
about a pile of nothing.
Well, I don't want to swear, but, you know, a pile of crap. It's just...
No, he made a couple of points about making the FFA more accountable and questioned why the five executives get paid $5 million a year. And all these
clubs need to be on the board.
How the Matildas need more exposure and all of those things are completely valid. Mm. And the FFA do need to be more accountable.
Yeah.
But not by him.
Not by him. And well, the worst part is that Archie Fraser... the turncoat has gone and worked for Clive Palmer after specifically saying he wasn't going to go and work for him, no matter how much.
He'd never worked
for him. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
open checkbook makes a big difference.
I'm sure, but
cash in advance.
If Football Australia are trying to be open and transparent, then they should tell us how much Archie Fraser is being paid, because then we'll have a bit more understanding.
He's throwing money at it, because there was a story that came out. I think it was just before the court case took place on Saturday night that Palmer decided to offer all of the Gold Coast players new contracts, finally double what they were on, but under the rebel competition, and obviously they saw that they'd never be able to play for Australia again. So.
Well, the problem is the FIFA contract. Like, if you play, for this,
then it's not a sanction.
This group, you're never going to be able to play.
Yeah,
you know. In the Socceroos, you'd be big trouble trying to get into Asia. Yeah. You know what I mean? Swapping between clubs doesn't not going to work.
I'm just moving the Miller bucket.
If people think the thing is, though, a lot of people think that was the end of it, but the hearing on Saturday was a temporary injunction hearing.
Yeah.
There's going to be the full 15th. Court case later on, and the FFA are also probably going to sue Palmer for comments he made about agents' kickbacks for Socceroos selection. And I was really annoyed at the World Game about that, because he started that on the World Game. Mm-hmm. We had two ex-Socceroos sitting on the panel, and they never challenged him, never said a word.
Aging kickbacks for Socceroos selection.
He just let rip.
Yeah.
But the whole media has let him, and the whole media follow
him
around.
Just encouraging him to say it.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's a mix of, yes, he's got some valid points, and everyone seems to be shit scared of him. The amount of times people said, oh, should I say this, or should we do this, or you know what I mean? Like, because that 68-0 winning record in court.
68-1 now.
Yeah,
68-1. A lot of the football media, obviously, since that press conference announcing Football Australia, that a lot of the football media has turned against him, and I've seen other articles starting to filter through.
Australian,
he's not a football person.
You can tell by the way he looks.
That's the biggest thing that he's done wrong. Before anything, you can support a lot of his comments. Yes, he's got a huge ego. He shouldn't have turned around and said, I don't like football, NRL's a better game. That lost all the fans, which then loses all of the media coverage, because all the fans are going, please stop entertaining this guy. Doesn't like the game, fuck off. Alleged. But, so it's been a very interesting week. It's filled probably more pages than any A-League news has in a long while.
Which is a shame.
I hope that the FFA have their next move completely thought out, which I highly doubt, and they have the best lawyers that money can buy, because it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get very, very ugly.
It's going to get really ugly, and it's real.
And it doesn't do anything for the game. That's the one thing. It's just not going to do anything for the game. Over here, the big selling point at the moment is trying to get this new television contract, so that we can really start to get the show out there.
I'm laughing at the fact that we've lost another team. It's probably going to be 9 teams next season.
They'll find a 10th. It'll be 9 and a quarter.
Why would you fast track a West Sydney team in less than 6 months to try and get a team built from scratch? It's going to be a laughing stock.
Because without a 10 team, it will be a laughing stock, but without a 10...
What? Go on, tell us about
Western. Jamo reckons he's going to switch teams if there's a Western Sydney team and support because he's so loyal to Sydney FC.
But they won't play in your beloved blue like your beloved Man City.
I never said that.
Aren't they red and black?
No, that was the consortium that fell
out.
They were red. They were black, red, and white. That was Rovers. They're gone, obviously.
But well, if they're playing in red and white, I'm not a big supporter.
So fickle.
Yeah, I can't see how bringing in a Western, fast-tracking a Western Sydney bid is gonna be beneficial.
Nah, well, just say
not, not the history of the Gold Coast.
They jumped in too quickly with Fury. They jumped in too quickly with Gold Coast. They jumped in. The only one that's worked is Hart. And that was because they did their homework. They built from the ground up.
Yeah. Well over 12 months.
And they did very well.
They've done
a fantastic example of how to build
a club.
It's
a great club.
Yeah. Stick it in Hobart.
But that's Gold Coast gone.
Yeah.
Canberra at least have $4 million worth of money. They just need another two.
Mm. But we want to bring Jane in now. Jane, do you want to just say
Yeah, because this is an interesting one. Jane's actually the only supporter that we know of the Gold Coast. Well, I know.
You and three others.
So,
are we just going to do a draw out of the hat, or have you got anything?
So, Jane, lean in, because you're going to have to decide. Forget Wellington, we've decided you're not going for Wellington.
No.
Because you're going to upset everyone around the table. All the Aussies.
We do love you, New Zealand.
Yeah,
no.
So I can't really. I haven't
That's a
seen
fair
all
point.
The teams at home and interacted with
all
right, all
so
the
as it stands
she has
at
to give
the moment.
Back, but.
As it stands at the moment, Gold Coast, gone.
But we don't know yet, though.
No, gone.
I'm going to stick with them
gone.
Until they're
gone.
Completely gone.
It's not like
Jonah. It's four games,
isn't
it?
No, they're gone. So who are you going to?
Assuming Gold Coast were to leave.
No, not leave. Getting booted.
That I've seen so far, that it's between two teams. However, if a new team comes into the competition, I may choose them.
All right. So,
which
two teams so far then? Out of the existing
teams? Out of the teams that I've seen play. Cause
and don't just say
because
they've got...
I haven't seen Phoenix at home yet. It's between, at the moment, the Jets and the Glory.
Oh, really?
Is this not the problem with the league, but is that we get to choose teams? It's like not a background that you grew up with?
Well, that's going to take two decades.
For me, it's about an affiliation.
Yeah.
Whatever
so
that is. It's
going to
be something that draws you.
What was your affiliation with the Central Coast?
Yeah, well, because my
love affair with Matt Ryan.
I do love him. Like, no, when I was back in the UK, I was in London. My mate Leah, who's from the Central
Don't
Coast.
Don't say you should. All right,
right. So she got me into them maybe five years ago over there. So it's kind of always grown, and obviously when I first got here, my first present off. Actually, her mum at Christmas was a...
You don't want to know, this is a show.
And they took me to my first games and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, there's an affiliation there. It's not like a little affiliation, obviously, but it's, you know, it's a team that I support for a reason. So, yeah.
That's it.
So, Fancy Jane's going to go for it. You sell
she's
the
not,
Jets.
I'm making sure she's not going
to
do that
to Jane. I don't think, for a football team, I don't think you should have to sell it to anybody. I think it's something that...
Good job, because you've got nothing to sell.
We're there.
Sorry.
Of course you do. You've got to go out into the community and sell it to the new fans.
Yeah, no. In our
Jane,
area,
Perth Glory. Fucking.
No.
He hasn't got a clue.
Thing is, you can't go to Perth Glory to watch them. You can't.
But when they're playing away in Sydney,
Franny Jeffers is the draw to Jets.
Franny Jeffers.
The fans were lovely. I like the.
And then you've got the purple gorilla.
Purple gorilla.
Franny Jeffers is purple.
The Indian Ocean is selling Perth to me. Plus the stadium and the fans.
Choosing a football club's a personal thing. I don't like. I'm not saying a club shouldn't go out in the community and not sell to people.
Exactly,
but it's but the way you promote yourself and the way you project yourself into the community, that's what brings fans in.
So what happens then when nobody chooses your team or that team?
Then there would be a reason why that's not happening.
It's called Gold Coast. We're just seeing what happens.
Let's move on.
It's called community engagement.
Let's move on.
All right, let's go over to the UK and see what we got. We've got
AVB.
No. Let's go.
That's what's next on the list.
I know, but I want to go through the results first.
Okay.
Oh, God. Look at the look on his face.
Just another point by undefeated Everton. Go tracking well.
Undefeated
spot.
Everton.
Right, in about four, five, four. Six, seven games. FA Cup's coming up, and I can't wait. We're going to get to Wembley, and you know we're going to meet Matty, don't you?
I don't think so. I think you'll go out in the next round.
No, I don't think so.
I think Southampton will do it. Southampton, I'm talking about Sunderland will do it.
That'll be our game. But if we get to Wembley,
Merseyside
derby
for an FA Cup would be massive.
I don't want it.
Did I see on Twitter somewhere that they were saying that the Carling Cup final had like a massive TV audience compared to what it usually does?
Yeah, it was 500 million worldwide.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it wasn't.
They said 500 million worldwide.
Yeah.
Who's they?
Who is
Fox Sports?
Yeah.
Who's Fox Sports?
But anyway, some interesting results last night.
We'll never get Mel McLaughlin out. Thanks,
Gemma. I'm just having a ride out of Matty with the Liverpool one. Apparently it was a good game.
We battered him.
But it was Chelsea.
Second half, yeah.
J-Mo.
Hit the post twice, got a penalty save.
That was the first time.
Chelsea lost to West Brom. That's it, gone.
I don't think it can. Yeah, if
Roy Hodgson. 33% record of winning.
Who are they gonna bring in?
Well, they've run out.
Yeah. Mourinho's back in here, apparently he's been shopping for houses.
Yeah,
in
but
London.
He's not going to leave Madrid. He's
leaving Madrid anyway.
Yeah, no.
If they win the league, he's out.
He's gone anyway.
So, well, if they're going to turf AVB now, who are they going to get to run the place for the rest of the season?
We'll turf him now.
But is this the problem with Chelsea?
They could get Hiddink back, though.
He's just signed up someone else.
Oh, Anzi Makalaka.
Anzi, yeah, in Russia. But apparently, according to reports, ABB could have been 2 weeks ago if Rafa Benitez would have taken the job.
He wouldn't go Chelsea.
He says he's going to Real when Mourinho leaves.
He's just following around, isn't he, Rafa? I don't get this.
Oh, he's just like he's like that dog. How can you show?
Why would you do that? Abramovich, one of the best managers in the world.
Abramovich was only going to have him as a caretaker till the end of the season, and then he wasn't guaranteeing his contract past that. That's why Rafa walked away from it.
He wouldn't go to Chelsea anyway.
Well,
yeah.
He's not going anyway.
I don't think Mourinho's going to go back to Chelsea.
He's been shopping in London, so I don't know. Maybe that's Tottenham.
Yeah, lining up for Tottenham before Harry goes to.
But he's obviously because of the posh part of London, but obviously Mayfair side, that's where he's been shopping, which is obviously a stone's throw from Chelsea's ground. But then again, he's not going to live in North London, is he?
The thing with Chelsea, because City are now the big boys in terms of money.
Yeah.
Chelsea are starting to be a lot more sensible with the cash. Mm. And in terms of the players.
Well, they have to be,
Well, they're a lot more sensible than you lot. You know what I mean? You'd lot just go straight in, boom, 50 million.
The reason why City have spent so much money on a short period of time is because of the new regulations. That spending was supposed to be over a 6-year period, but they've had to put it into a 3-year period.
I agree. But with Chelsea, they've toned it down compared to the last few years. And some of the players they've got there now, aren't cutting it. They're all blowing up. So is it ABB's fault? I honestly do think
that Abramovich should stick with
a manager,
Villas Boas,
because he's never done that. He always just fires them.
Exactly.
He's like, what are you
doing?
Have
a different approach. You got Terry's on 140 grand a week. You got Lampard. You got these players, Drogba. They're all coming to the end of their careers. They're not performing as they was. That backbone of the team is not. Even Cech, I don't think Cech. Ever since Cech had that head injury, I don't think he's the same.
But it's that inherent problem at Chelsea as well with the attitude and the fact that they think they run the club.
The player has
instead of getting rid of the manager. Boot out the dicks and just get going.
That was the whole reason he was brought in.
They've got
but
some good
move
players.
It on.
They've
get
got,
some new players.
Ramirez is good.
They brought Kale in. He's looking decent.
Kale.
He's looking all right.
David Luiz. He's not a centre back. He could do a job in midfield.
Morelos has done well since he's been there.
They've got some decent players, but
matter.
Now's the time for Ramirez to do it, because when the financial fair play comes in, unless they get a ridiculous sponsorship deal like City have got, then they're not going to be able to spend. This next transfer window is going to be the most interesting of any. I think it's going to be absolute chaos. Don't be surprised if Torres goes back to Spain, or he could. I could see him
Spain or the national side. Don't even want him.
Probably end up back at Atletico.
I think he could even end up at City if
Tevez
goes.
Tevez back.
Yeah, and he's not.
He'll be gone. Mm-hmm.
He could end up at Chelsea.
You'll get him Milan.
Yeah, do you know something that's
Tevez
a good
could
point,
end up at
mate.
Chelsea.
Could. Wouldn't surprise me. But then.
Yeah.
We were laughing last week about Spurs Arsenal. What a week Arsenal have had.
Yeah.
Who seen that coming?
They're stuffed if RVP goes in summer. They're stuffed.
They've offered him about 150 grand, haven't they?
Well, what? So shattering their wage structure.
To keep him. Even though Arsenal
wage structure?
Just saying he'll never do that.
What wage structure?
They've always had a wage structure, mate.
Wage structure,
no, they yes, they do.
Jerry's on 60 grand a week. How's
Arsenal,
that a wage structure?
Arsenal, I've got
it. Wait there. Johnny didn't put his phone on flight mode.
That's not a phone, it's a
walkie-talkie. Arsenal have got 78 contracted players.
Arsenal have
they've
a
got
cap
a wage,
player.
They've got a wage bill
a
the same as United.
Player.
They've got a wage
bill
the same as United.
He's in the bandit over here.
It's a cap the player we're talking about,
Arsenal
mate.
Arsenal do. Yeah, they do.
So
what? 78 contracted players. They're worse than what Liverpool were when Benitez left.
Yeah, but what's the highest earning player?
It's a cap per player, we're saying, mate.
Huh?
Cap per player. Arsene Wenger will not pay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the players that they've got are not worth the money they're paying because they're not performing. Otherwise, they wouldn't be.
Most people don't.
Who is worth that money, mate?
Don't bring Arteta.
I wasn't saying anything about Arteta. He's going to be out.
Our points are completely off the mark.
Yeah.
Your point's different to what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Saying a cap is that they can only offer a player a maximum of say 100 grand a week.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they're breaking that to keep Van Persie, which is
fair enough.
Yeah.
And
then he's going to follow suit.
But he's not. It doesn't matter how much money they offer. He's not going to stay if the players that are underneath him aren't going to bring the club up to the level
no,
that he wants to be
at.
No,
of course not. If he's got the opportunity to join City, Real Madrid, or Barcelona, of course he's going to go there. He's got a better chance of winning.
He'll go to Barcelona, Madrid. I can't. Unless they have a massive.
Where's
clear
he going to fit? You know what? You've just said he's got options. And no one even said Gillingham. Them boys are on the rise. You know what I mean? Talk about being.
Gold Coast signed him.
He's only given him a 1-year deal. Yeah. One game, and I'm feeling a speech on his shirt.
Maybe the kiosk job.
Yeah, he can go to Gillingham and take the retail. Yeah. Or whatever that job. What was it?
Retail manager.
We should probably move into the English.
No, we missed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's enough. Okay.
Yep.
It's starting to get a bit tension in the table here, and we don't want to go on all day.
No.
You guys want to talk about how England did for the...
Yeah. England, I was surprised they got beat this week.
I thought it was a bit unlucky.
Yeah.
It was a good... I think they played alright.
Holland.
3-2.
Oh, that's right.
United Dutch, please.
Chris, can't argue with Robin's goals. They were fantastic, weren't they? Yeah. Defending for the first one, boy, it was still a great finish.
Yeah.
The second one, I thought Bain should have stood up to it. Like, he said he was on his side on, and he just bent it around him and... Great finish,
Paul. Don't blame Baines for that.
Nah,
it wasn't a full
time. Don't blame Baines.
It was a second string team against the team that played in the World Cup final.
Is that England's
second team?
One thing I've seen on Twitter this week was Owen and Barton both coming out. Pretty much saying, Wembley's not a fortress anymore, and we're happy sort of losing the game in the last. Couple of minutes where we'd have taken a draw and then we're walking away from it.
That Wembley's never been a fortress, it's bloody new.
Eh?
That Wembley's never been a fortress.
First ever game there, 1-0, beat my man.
Oh, that was the last game. That was the last game at Wembley, yeah.
But, I'm looking at the Euros and I'm thinking, is anyone interested? We've no chance, have we?
No way.
I think we're going to spoil the Dutch.
We said this, we're going to the Holland House, we'll talk
Jess,
about more, much more towards
it. Are you going to watch the Euros?
Probably not.
I'm going to watch it.
I'll tell you what though, as a side note, the Socceroos game this week was a cracker.
Awesome. Did the Socceroos... Oh, what did you amongst first. All the Palmergate?
Yeah, Socceroos played.
The first Saudi Arabia. Rubbish.
It was a great game.
We were rubbish in the first half.
Yeah, we were rubbish, but it was a great game.
4-2.
Yeah, 4-2.
And then Saudi's coach got sacked afterwards, didn't he?
Mm. Huh?
The Saudi Arabian coach.
That was Rijkaard.
That was Rijkaard. Yeah.
Did he get fired?
Did he get fired? I didn't hear that, but...
Well,
they're out now. They're out of the World Cup.
So the Aussies now... We'll come back to England in a second. The Australia now go to another group stage.
Yeah, so...
But aren't you in the same pot as Japan?
No, we're in the same pot as South Korea. Japan is in the second pot.
Yeah. So we have the opportunity to play Japan. And
well, let's
Iran.
Just say you're not going to play Japan.
We have the possibility to play Iran, which is even more important after they broke our heart in 1997 at the MCG. There will be revenge.
Still have nightmares about
that. And the cereal
biscuits.
Still have nightmares about that game.
What, Japan?
No, Iran
in 97
at the MCG. It was
Terry Venables was the manager, wasn't he?
Is that the Ali Day? He used to play for Iran, didn't he? He was great here. The biggest
still till was the
if we get Iran and Qatar, there'll be revenge.
I hope so.
Qatar for robbing us of the World Cup.
So when are they going to play these games?
Qatar got like 4
the draws. The draws March 9.
Naturalised.
Right.
Yeah. So we won't find out until
we'll start
week.
Playing in June.
What?
Qatar have got 4 Brazilians playing for the national team.
Yeah, they naturalise them all because they've got no players of their own.
Can you imagine moving from Brazil to a fucking desert?
that's two.
It's going to be done. Sorry, but that's swear jar right
that's
here.
That's not getting bleeped out. I really like that one.
No,
I love that
we
one.
Didn't, we didn't bleep
I've
out
had
the last
of guitar. Everything I see Qatar. We seem to be playing way too many sports in Qatar. Why swear again?
Will you cry?
Wine's money. It's all about money.
If you get beat by Qatar, will you cry?
If we get beaten by Iran.
If we get beaten by Iran.
No, what about Qatar? Just that I can get me George Harrison album out. Yeah. But why my guitar gently mutes?
You excellent.
Are absolutely shocking.
I'm glad it's your brother who's a comedian. Anyway, let's talk about.
But anyway, back to
England and back to the Euros going.
I mean, what I look, I checked it out this week.
You set that one up as well.
Obviously, it's going to be a long haul, and I'm not excited about it at all now.
I'm excited for the Dutch.
I'm excited about watching some good football.
Seriously, we went to the World Cup last year to. There's a place that ING Direct sponsors called Holland House. 2,000 Dutch people go down there for the games. They've got bands on.
The games are on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
And 4:45.
Exactly. That's what we did last.
Who's going to bother getting up?
They're going to be on September. Well,
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You go down. There's a massive party, and then everyone watches the games at like whatever time in the morning. It goes on
at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Everyone goes on.
So England's first game. It's Tuesday.
Can I finish this or not? No, because from 7 like p.m. is a massive party down there, and then they keep going all night, watch the game in the mornings, and then go home to work.
All right, so 2
we
o'clock.
The Friday one, that's all right.
Change the time. So that's a Monday night, so that's over in Europe. England is Tuesday morning, 2 o'clock. Oh.
That's a shocking time.
Yeah, where's it being held?
Do it for Liverpool games.
Poland.
Eh?
Everyone does it for your
at least you know clubs. You've got half a chance of winning.
Yeah. I can see England not even qualifying from this group.
I can't see us getting out.
Sweden's a bogey team.
What's the group?
Ukraine will be at home.
Sweden, France.
And France,
France just got knocked over Germany.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Friendly crap. I can see them not getting out of this group.
You know, it's going to be interesting.
I do like the kit though now.
No, I'm really got a red badge. Pissed off with the kit.
No, I'm
why did they change the three lines from blue to red?
Because the England flag has no blue in it.
But the lines have always been blue.
So what? There's no blue in the English flag, so I'm happy with it.
It
should be blue, shouldn't it?
Change
it's
it,
always
why not?
Been blue.
So what if it's always been blue?
It's just doesn't change look
it.
Good.
Oh, it's a blue shorts. It's got white shorts last time. You've heard about that.
Holland playing orange. There's no orange on their flag.
English rugby team played in a black outfit.
What's the reason for blue lines?
Just mix it up. 2012, mix it up.
Find out the history and then come back.
That's been our emblem from forever.
What, just blue lines?
The three lines, the cricket, the rugby, everything.
I'm sure there's a historical reason behind it, but
no, who knows?
Unfortunately, we don't have Google.
Sometimes the roses are red on it, sometimes the roses are blue.
What I'm saying is. What I'm saying is.
The roses should be red.
But they were blue last time, and on the last kick.
From socks to roses. Anyway, let's keep going.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not really Bob. Let's just fast track. Get the order out of the way. We're going to get beat. Brazil 2014.
Going.
I'm thinking of going.
They're well behind schedule.
Matt's
well.
Going.
You're going.
Matt's going.
Well behind schedule. Well behind
schedule. I think they're taking a career break.
We'll just go for the piss up.
And they're saying,
not just
like,
to Brazil, to all
they're comparing it now to saying, we're taking a World Cup to a third world country.
It took them 6 years to confirm what cities were having the games. It's one of the
most rapidly growing economies in the world. Brazilian economy, isn't it? Mm. So
second fastest, wasn't it, after China now?
It's in the shit.
There's a lot of money there. It's going to be horrendously expensive.
Brazil is like four. Is it
massively
million?
Expensive. Yeah. And then you add the World Cup surcharge on top of everything. It's just going to be.
And then you add people robbing you.
Extortionate.
I've been before, and let's just say I had a very good time.
No, you told me.
Were you married then, Johnny? No, I wasn't married.
Brazilian.
Is that being edited? James has come over for a little listen to that conversation.
What?
Brilliant.
That
was a good one.
Well, you should.
Well, who fancies going?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on it.
Are you doing an official tour, or are we just going to organise?
We're just going to tag along. We're not even going to tag along with England. We're going to Spain or.
That's what my thought process is.
Where?
Brazil, we've had this conversation, look. 2014, you're going shopping, I'm going to match. For 4 weeks.
Unfortunately, she's shopping in England and you're in Brazil.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she's shopping for 4 weeks. Check out your credit card when you get back, lad.
We did have this conversation, didn't we?
Drunk.
Yeah, must have been. Yeah,
it's gonna be it's gonna be terrible trying to get around there because the distances. No, mate, the distances are ridiculous.
Not between the three bars I found last time.
Yeah, you're just staying there. Yeah.
No, but it is.
How do you enjoy Brazil?
Really difficult to get around Brazil. Yeah.
No,
it is stupid,
no, just go. Just pick a city, stay in the city, and as JMO said, don't worry about following England because you're going to get disappointed, and two,
you're going to get a load of miva.
Get mad
at idiots,
and then there's going to be the idiotic element, which I've had when I've been watching England in the past, and I just can't be bothered with it. I'm going to go and watch any game.
I want to watch as many games as I can.
Yeah, like, literally go around, plan out a schedule, and just hit it.
No, like just if we get to Rio or
Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
They're the only two cities I'm thinking they're going to.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to go for 6 months, did you say? I was thinking about maybe 2 months going.
Not just to Brazil.
Do what some of the Australian boys did over in South Africa. Got to hire a camper van and just drive.
Oh, no. Me and Matt.
If you ever mention to me about driving round a country again, Fernsey, I'm going to take you outside and batter you.
I think that's my fault for making Matt drive around Australia for 12 days in a van watching football.
Thanks for clarifying that. I was just like, killer. What the hell was that response for?
Whenever, called his mum or something.
I don't mind that.
Whenever me and Matt see a spaceship van, rental van.
I'm physically sick every time a spaceship van drives past me.
I seen Han Solo.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was the name of the van, by the way, listeners.
Well, we had Han Solo and we are.
Just not Han Solo with his Jedi fighters flying past. Hello, Han.
And Shrek.
So, why were you stuck driving all the time? Why?
No, we all took it in turns, but
it was horrendous.
It's 12 days driving around Australia is enough. Well, could have had 50 people, still would have got
pissed
off.
You went from Brisbane to Adelaide, didn't you?
Oh, we went Sydney.
Sydney to Brisbane.
Brisbane,
Gold Coast. Gold Coast, back. Sydney. Sydney, Melbourne. Melbourne, Adelaide. Adelaide, Melbourne. And then back. Flew back.
So how many kilometres was it?
5,000.
6,000, wasn't it?
6,000 in 11, 12 days. And we were going to kill each other.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful country.
Lee is the angriest man and the angriest driver ever.
No, I was
Jane,
cool.
Jane, can we have your opinion on this, please?
No, I was one of the coolest drivers.
Are you joking? You were just horrendous.
No, I knew where I was going.
You were gonna kill.
I had a plan.
You were gonna kill Dave.
Dave. He's getting my pegs. How you think I'm pegs?
Moving on.
Jane's
over. Jane's over.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, we're not. No, Jane. When we went on Fans in Vans, except for Breakdown Alley, where you just sat in, put your head in.
Breakdown Alley.
That
was awesome.
Breakdown Alley.
Shut up! I need a minute. And me and him are just sat there like that. Like a tumbleweed in front of us, and she's just holding the wheel like that. For listeners, I'm heavy breathing and staring into the distance.
Jane lost the plot.
Put it down, Ellie.
We drove around Brisbane five times, not knowing where we were going.
That we drove around the Gabba five times, yeah, just to make sure you knew the
They've
the
got
entrance.
These wonderful little inventions called GPSs.
No, our iPhones had run out of capacity.
Everything was knackered.
And we ran out of petrol. But it was great, well prepared.
Who wants to go on the next trip?
Yeah!
We're all
going. These guys are from Brazil.
But we're all going to go to Brazil then.
Done.
Forget Euros, I'm more excited about the Olympics. Team GB, get into
gonna
it.
It's
going to
be interesting.
Hey, I'm excited.
You'll be interested to see what the squad's like. There's some invitations gone out and a few Scottish players have turned them down, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course they would.
They were younger players, I think. I don't know the name.
Wales players getting criticised for saying
he wants to play? Yeah. But Gareth Bale, he's too older, isn't he?
The Scottish FA think that it's going to be pretty much the end for them. Scottish players play for Team GB, so. Mm-hmm.
You can only have three overage players in.
Yeah,
Beckham would be one.
I mean, but would you rather?
That's all PR.
Look where it's going. It's going to go. Yeah, look there.
It's going to be the opening ceremony.
Wembley,
how much more publicity does he need?
We've got Wembley, Old Trafford, Millennium, and then I put there Newcastle, St James Park.
St James Park.
I still want the
Sports Direct Arena.
Well, are they going to change it to Sports Direct Arena for the
Insta thing?
What's the stink's going to roll a flaming car into the cauldron?
And also we've got Coventry as well.
Coventry. That's a good arena, you know, the Rico.
Yeah.
The
place to get seen.
Sorry, what?
The Rico Arena.
We're just
taking the piss out of the
opening
ceremony.
Remember how Sydney had the best Olympic Games ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Boris Johnson's already piped up saying, oh, we're going to beat Sydney, we're going to beat Australia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll see. I'm just wondering what they're going to do to light the flame. I was thinking either Beckham's going to kick a flaming football up onto the top of his head.
Good idea.
Or the Stink's going to roll a flaming car.
into.
Well, it is East London. Way. There's a lot of burning cars.
So just have all the robbers rock up, you know.
Skid from the riots, just get all those boys coming in.
The riots was a practice run. The riots
just a galley with run. A bottle. A lot of
petrol bomb. A petrol bomb. Jump on, yeah.
It's Team GB, a one-off.
And there you go, all our UK listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, Team GB.
Thanks, Miller.
Johnny. Team GB is a one-off. It'll never happen again. And I'm more excited about winning that, because we've never bothered before, than winning the Euros.
Blue balls of home, like the 30-win Euro.
Nope. I'd rather, because it'd be full of English players anyway.
I'm not even going to watch the football.
I don't think anyone in Europe gave a rat's about
not interested. Let's just stick to
no, that. Is that just because the Aussies didn't qualify?
Hey?
Pretty much.
Because the Aussies didn't qualify, did they?
Yeah, terrible.
What was it the first time?
It's been embarrassing.
First time since 84.
Four.
Yeah. So when I was terrible. Four.
No. We'll be watching the Australian cyclists.
Vidmar, you're a fraud.
Tear the English apart, I reckon. That's what we'll be watching.
Here we go, with
what?
Petrol bombs.
Watching what?
The cycling.
Cycling. Anyway.
Let's bring Johnny in, because guess what started this week? Away from football. Matty's there with his rooster shirt on.
Yes!
I'm sat
here. I want the rooster shirt.
That's a big confidence pick.
Still in a single plunging neckline this
you're
week.
You're joking,
so aren't you? Are the worst team in the league this year.
So you can't wear a plunging neckline.
So,
because you're lactating.
So, Johnny. Talk to us. Wait, so what's happened this week, Johnny? Because we've stopped the cricket. The cricket's finished.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Oh. It's really shit. Australia's losing anyway. But no, the NRL kicked off this week. Cliffhanger on Thursday night.
What a great game that was, mate.
Yeah.
Any English fans are listening and you haven't got a club, Johnny duped me and I got rabbit holes, so I'm stuffed. I've got to go with St. George.
I'm
right.
St. George, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, unless you swap because it changed kids or something.
No, anyway, Johnny,
if you're an Englishman, you should go for Cronulla because they never win anything either.
They're going to be all right this year, you know. Cronulla going to do decent this year.
Yeah, Cronulla fan.
You reckon they can make the 8?
Who, Cronulla?
What?
You reckon they can make the 8?
Mate, they possibly could. I mean, Carney's had a great pre-season. So what's Paul Gallen is just looking frightening.
So what have we had already this weekend,
well,
Johnny?
Well, winners last time in the Broncos, the Storm, the Bulldogs and the Titans, and the match today is always...
Tigers on today, yeah.
Yeah, Tigers,
Tigers.
Manly Warriors has just finished, hasn't it?
Yeah,
Manly... Oh, no, it's that's...
No, it was just finished. So I was trying to watch it.
See what happened.
Then they changed the ESPN.
Who are the Tigers? I was watching it, but they changed it.
Tigers are playing Cronulla.
Who are the Tigers?
Tigers
are playing in Leichhardt.
Yeah,
because there was. I was driving in. There were people everywhere.
Mac has gone down. So you got a free ticket.
How?
Spoke to him before. He got a free VIP ticket or something from his boss.
Jess, NRL. Which who's your side?
West Tigers.
You're a West Tigers. Nick, you're the Sharks. You're obviously
a tit.
Newcastle. You're
Newcastle
Knights, South Sydney
Rabbitoh, yes, and tomorrow is the main event of the round, the blockbuster domestic, South versus the Roosters.
Come on, the Roosters.
Monday night football, where are you watching it, Matty?
I'm going round to my mate's house, Roosters boys, and where is it, where does he live?
Completely forgot.
Where's your mate?
Coogee.
Is that near Coogee?
Coogee.
It's Coogee. Is it?
Yeah.
I always say Coogee and I get pulled up by
it. Yeah, Coogee.
Is it Coogee or Coogee?
I say Coogee.
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 There's no D in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you don't know. I always say Coogee and I get pulled up. And that's Jamie.
Anyway, enough about Coogee. So there's like six or seven of us that always go to the games together. So we're going to pop around the house and get it on for the night. It's going to be good.
All right.
Is that it?
Have you seen the boy Mogger? Have you seen the boy Mogger?
No, what's the story?
The new centre for Roosters. He played in Toronto Cup last year. He's just frightening.
Yeah,
he's meant to be like Greg Inglis, but obviously young.
Big Islander fella.
He's meant to be a monster. So watch him tomorrow. That's
and
my tip.
J-Mo, you're St. George fan. Yeah. So it's
going to be
interesting.
Is he a Kiwi?
What?
Mogger, is he a Kiwi or an Aussie?
He is.
Who?
I think he's an Islander.
Islander.
Yeah. And
that narrows it down.
What do you call it? Your man
from an island.
Your man might be coming over to the Roosters.
So he's Australian then.
Oh, SBW. Sonny Bill Williams.
Yeah. Sonny Bill Williams might be coming over.
Sonny Bill Roosters.
Sonny Bill Williams and
get the lock.
Maloney next year. Maloney next year.
Decent.
We're building a good side.
Who replaced Nesta?
We're building a good side.
No one in the
So, thanks. It's been interesting.
Congratulations to the Mighty Reds for the Carling Cup, as we've
Missed it off.
Oh, awesome. No.
I want to talk about the money raised.
Go on,
if that's all right.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic by the Reds fans, and to be honest, every fan. United fans, City fans, Everton fans, everyone who came in, gave money on the door, Arsenal as well. everybody who gave money, some of them needed to be forced.
Considering you're berating them as they
I did berate them if they didn't put money in, and I said, listen, stop being soft, and they ended up coming back and putting more in. I used different words. But we raised on the door $750, which was absolutely fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
We've got $200 coming from obviously the league from Footy Fans Down Under and the Everton Supporters Club, which is again much appreciated. And Cheers Bar are going to put in, I think they said, about $400 to $500, but we haven't earned it yet.
$1,500.
So we're about basically $1,500 for Hillsborough, which we're going to be sending over to the guys. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for contributing. And also, we're still selling polo shirts, so obviously, there's going to be money from every polo shirt sold as well every time. Yeah. So the money's going to keep coming. So again, thanks very much, guys, and Lee, thank you for your generous contribution.
No problem, and thanks to the girl who came in last night and stole a Liverpool t-shirt out of the bag.
She stole it, but I got her outside and reported it. Police have got her. She either had to pay $300 on the spot or go to court. Up to her, but I'm a material witness and I'm happy to go to court. Robbing cow.
So typical scouts.
Allegedly,
typical scouts. And what, robbing? No, I stopped the robbing. So there you go. Not happy.
That's a wrap.
You should get a job on the
field. Let's finish with angry words, yeah.
Yeah, finish with your angry words.
He
wasn't actually. I was chatting to him and I went like that. I put my arm on his shoulder and went, yeah, she did that. He went, don't touch me. And I went, alright, well, sounds
good. You're in that best. Anyway,
he had the best on.
He was a Rabbit Oaks fan, obviously.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah. Had it tied up in a tie dye.
Don't touch me.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So we're going to stop it there. Thank you very much. Cheers, Bart.
Really?
Thank you very much.
Fun.
Oh, we'll continue after this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Chip Butty time, having such
interesting conversation this afternoon. Anyone want to say anything before we go, or is that it?
I think that's it.
Jerry?
All right.
First final in the cricket today, Australia versus Sri Lanka. See what happens in Brazil.
First final. Why, how many finals?
Three. Best of
three. Tits. And we finish with the word of the moment. Yes,
it. That's it. Thanks very much.
Bye.